Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale. Hello, and welcome to the first ever official game show of Visionaries Global Media, and to the pilot episode of So You're So Smart. I am your trivia master, your general manager, your booker, your owner, whatever other adverbs you would like to use. Adjectives is the correct term. I'm Chad, and today we are joined by our first ever contestant. I'm going to let them introduce themselves and tell you what today's topic is. So, contestant, have at it.
Hello, everybody. It's Diesel from the View from the Top Row podcast. It's where you can find it on Visionaries Global Media. And I'm honored to be the guinea pig. And my topic is WWF Attitude Era.
That it is. I have clearly written all of these questions. If anything that, you know, if you listen to this and you think I got something wrong, you can clearly message me on Twitter. And that will tell you where I got my information. And we can fight about it if you want. But I wrote these questions. And today there will be three rounds of five questions each. I will explain each round as we go to it. And then finally, for the final question, we have one super hard question at the end that will be worth a bunch of points, but will be really damn difficult to get correct. But let's just jump right into this. So round one, all of these questions will be worth 2 points and they will all be multiple choice. Our contestant will also have a chance, if he stops me before I read out the multiple choice answers, to answer the question without any multiple choice question, multiple choice answers, and double his score for one question in this round. But let us begin. Question number one. So this is your topic. So this should be a softball. But what years are truly considered the Attitude Era for the WWE? Do we have A, 1995 to 2000, B, 1997 to 2001, C, 1997 to 2002, or D, 1996 to 2002? You have 30 seconds if you need it.
I don't need it. I'm going to answer B.
That is incorrect, my good sir. The correct answer is 1997 to May 6, 2002, when WWE officially changed from being the WWF, is considered by the WWE to be the Attitude Era.
But I'm going to argue this one.
All right.
Because if you watch stuff on the WWE Network, like, and online, they say that the Attitude Era effectively ended after WrestleMania X7.
I understand, but as I said, what WWE considers to be the Attitude Era, and the WWE considers that it goes to May 6, 2002, when they officially changed their marketing campaign to get the F out and stop using the Attitude.
Okay, whatever. I'm just saying, they're already in the Ruthless Aggression era.
As I said, I am the trivia master, and you can dispute it. Maybe the people on the line will get behind you. Who knows? But for right now, you're getting no points for that question. We'll move on to question number two. Second question. The WWF Women's Championship, which had laid dormant since dropped in the trash live on TV on WCW Nitro in 1995, was brought out of retirement to mixed efforts in the Attitude Era. But when did this occur? A, September of 1998. B, September of 1999. C, October of 1998. Or D, December of 1997.
excuse me. I am going to go with September 98.
That is correct, my good sir. In September of 1998, the Women's Championship was returned to Raw is War, to very mixed efforts over the Attitude Era. All right, so that is 2 points for you. We will move on to question number three. The Demo God, Le Champion, the Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla, the best in the world, the Alpha, and on, because Chris Jericho has gone by many names, but truly began his rise to GOAT status during the Attitude Era. And while everyone knows he debuted August 9th of 1999 on Raw is War, when was he actually signed by the WWF? Was it A, July 27th of 1999, B, June 30th of 1999, C, June 13th of 1999, or D, May 30th of 1999?
I'm gonna go with, this is just a guess, and I knew the answer, the exact date he debuted. So, yeah. Wish that was the question. I'm going to go with June 30th.
That is correct. Once again, very quickly signed and then turned around to debut in a little over a month and a half. But yes, that was how it was done back in the Attitude Era / the Monday Night Wars. Another correct answer for you, so that is another plus two. We'll move on to question number four. The Hardcore Championship, which was born November 2nd of 1998, gave many lower and mid-card talents a chance to shine amongst a very crowded scene for its 3.5-year lifespan. And with the 24/7 rule being around for much of its time, there were a multitude of title changes. But how many times did the title actually change hands? Is it A, 192 times, B, 91 times, C, 271 times, or D, 234 times?
I'm going to go with A.
192 times?
Yes.
Wah, wah. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. The correct answer was D. 234 times did the title change hands. Just absolutely ridiculous shenanigans.
Do I get a bonus for knowing who had held it the most amount of times?
Maybe. Maybe that's some information you might need to know for later in the quiz. You just don't know. Maybe you don't put that in your back pocket and hope it helps out later.
Okay.
Are you ready, though, to move on to question number five? The final question in round number one.
Let's do it.
You're going well so far. You're 2 out of 4, so 50% right here. This is where, you know, put yourself in the next echelon. Maybe you'll know this one without the help of the multiple choice. We'll see if you've been paying attention. The Attitude Era, though only 5 years long, without question, has left a long-lasting legacy with a history of some of the best feuds and superstars in the WWE's history. While it may have not aged well, and there are, in some regards, it was a rough time for multiple people in, you know, multiple classes, but it still needs to be remembered. But the question is, when did it actually end? Do you want the multiple choice questions, or?
I don't remember the date, but when you say it.
Is it A, May 1st of 2002? B, May 6th of 2002, C, May 11th of 2002, or D, May 19th of 2002?
B. Right after I opted out of your thing, I remembered it was the 6th.
Well, I tried to help you out with that one, as you are the first contestant. I want you to do well. But that does You know, 3 out of 5 for the first round ain't half bad. How you feeling after round number one?
Ask me after round two. I don't know. I don't know how to feel right now.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm kind of glad you're a little thrown for a loop, I guess. Let's move on, though, to round number two. Round number two works differently than round number one. This round is called Fix the Statement. And each one of these questions will be worth 3 points if answered correctly. So I will read you a statement that I have written, with one part of this statement being incorrect. I will tell you, some of these incorrect parts of these statements are quite pedantic, so listen closely to what I say. To get these right, you just have to really think about it. And I will tell you, I did make most of these questions about your favorite Attitude Era superstar, Stone Cold Steve Austin, as once again, I am a kind quizmaster. But let's just dive right into this so you all can see how this works. Question number 6. The statement is, Stone Cold Steve Austin, arguably the biggest star of the Attitude Era, joined the WWF in 1996 as the Ringmaster, managed by Ted DiBiase. Austin would hold the Million Dollar Championship for 6 months while DiBiase served as his mouthpiece. This would be the case till DiBiase left WWF because of an Austin losing to Savio Vega in a Caribbean strap match. Diesel, there is one part of that statement that is incorrect. You will now have 45 seconds, I will say, to try and guess it. Talk it out if you need to.
I'm thinking, because there's something that I'm not sure about, because I didn't see the strap match. So I'm not sure if that's the reason why DBSC left. I'm going to go with that one. Him losing the strap match and being the reason DBSC left.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
I apologize. As I warned you to start this round, some of these answers are quite pedantic. And the actual thing that I said was incorrect was Austin actually held the Million Dollar Championship for several months before he would eventually drop the title as DiBiase left. And he did leave because of a stipulation in the Caribbean strap match. Later, Austin would say that he deliberately lost this match to rid himself of Ted DiBiase. Fun little fact for you. All right, no points for that one. Sorry, buddy. We'll move on to question number 7, though. Next, Austin would go on to win the 1996 King of the Ring tournament, taking down Jake the Snake Roberts. After the match, Austin's trademark catchphrase would be born, as Austin mocked Roberts' recital of Bible verse by saying, "You sit there and thump your Bible, say your prayers, and it did not get you anywhere. Talk about your Psalms. Talk about Peter 3:16. Austin 3:16 says, I just whooped your ass." What is incorrect in that statement?
I don't need any time because it's John 3:16, but not Peter 3:16.
That is correct. Yes, I did just change the name of the Bible verse. So that is 3 more points for you. Good job, buddy. I like it. So you get your feet wet. Now you get how this works.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Let us move on to question number 8 then. The statement is, the Hardys faced off against Edge and Christian in the first ever tag team ladder match at Armageddon 1999, kicking off a tag team feud when Witch adding in the Dudleys in the 2000s would create some of the most innovative and remembered spots of the Attitude Era as a whole, with insane TLC matches, chairs, ladders, and all other sorts. Diesel, what is incorrect in that statement? You have 45 seconds.
The match wasn't at Armageddon.
Can you give me more?
The ladder match wasn't at Armageddon?
All right, I will You're on the right thing right here. I will tell you right now. Pay-per-view? Yeah, can you give me which pay-per-view it was actually on?
The ladder match was, isn't it WrestleMania 2000?
That is not the first ever tag team ladder match happened. I'm still going to give you the points because you did nail what I was, you know, hinting at. The actual ladder match happened at No Mercy 1999 in October, not December. And it was the Terry Runnels Invitational Tournament.
I remember that after the New Brood.
Yep. And after the match, the Hardys officially declared that they were no longer the New Brood and they were just going to be called the Hardys. All right. I'm still going to give you the points, though. You were on the right path and you just couldn't guess which pay-per-view it was. As I said, I'm a kind quiz master and it's the first episode. I don't want to be too much of a dick. I want people to come on this show. All right. Let's move on to question number 9. Diesel, the statement is, Austin is going directly to jail. This epic sentence was screamed by broadcaster Jim Ross on the September 15th, 1997 edition of Raw is War, as Austin stunned the world by hitting the boss himself, Mr. McMahon, with the Stone Cold Stunner for the first time in front of a raucous Madison Square Garden crowd. Diesel, what is incorrect in that statement I just read?
I mean, I'm guessing I'm going to go with the date is incorrect. I don't have a correct date for you if it is the answer, but...
It is the date. I'll say you're once again on the correct thing. But am I going to give you...
What you said? September...
September 15th, 1997.
I mean, it was definitely in 1997. I'm going to go with it was like in October or something.
This is probably the most, one of the most pedantic answers of this whole second round because it is the date and it was September 22nd. It was actually the week after I said. The week before that was not, it didn't matter yet. I'm gonna give you 2 points for that. I'm not gonna give you the full points for it. I'm gonna give you 2 points for this one. Okay, are we ready to move on to the fifth and final question of round number 2, aka question number 10?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, question number 10. The statement this time is: the Dead Man and the Devil's Favorite Demon, aka the Undertaker and Kane, were also mainstays in the Attitude Era, with Kane debuting at Bad Blood in Your House to interfere in the first ever Hell in a Cell match. They would feud off and on again over the years, teaming and betraying each other until Kane helped Stone Cold Steve Austin beat The Undertaker to retain the title in the first ever Buried Alive match at Rock Bottom in Your House. Diesel, what is incorrect in that statement I just read?
Houses and you're like, it's better when like all the pay-per-views are like the same every year instead of changing them up all the time. I'm almost positive the Buried Alive match was at Rock Bottom and the Hell in a Cell match was a Bad Blood. I'm going to go with...
5 seconds.
The Hell in a Cell match wasn't at Bad Blood.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Wah, wah. You were not on the right track this time. But you were correct that both these pay-per-views were correct. It was Bad Blood and Rock Bottom. The actual answer is that it wasn't the first ever Buried Alive match. The Undertaker defeated Mankind in the first ever Buried Alive match.
I knew that. You buried the answer in the question, you asshole.
Yeah, I put enough other red herrings in there that I thought you probably wouldn't get that one. But yeah, it was the second.
It was definitely the second.
Yep. All right. Well, that one, you know, we'll say 2.5 out of 5 on that one. So you're just cooking along here, Diesel. How you feeling?
I could be doing better. Should have got that last one.
Yeah, that's, you know, sometimes how you're going to feel during So You're So Smart. But you're doing pretty well. But let's move on to round number 3. Round 3 is called If You Know, You Know. And each one of these questions will be worth 5 points each. So they will be a little tougher. Each one of these questions will only have one answer. I'm not going to give you multiple choice. It's just if you know, you know. So, question number 11. We already talked earlier that the Hardcore Championship was flip-flopped amongst the many competitors over its short lifespan, with Raven actually being the most successful with 27 reigns. But do you know who holds the longest reign? And you have 45 seconds.
This would be counting the non-24/7 rule?
Yes.
The longest reign. What time do I got?
You have 25 seconds.
I have an idea. I'm not sure, so I'm just going to... It's a random one. I'm going to go with the Big Boss Man.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
That is correct. Wow, pulled that one out, Diesel. I did not think you would get that. But you are correct. It was before the 24/7 rule kicked in. It was the fourth reign of the Big Boss Man at 97 days. That is a big 5 points right there for you, so good job. Let's move on to question number 12. Paul White, a.k.a. The Giant in WCW, a.k.a. The Big Show in WWF, allowed his WCW contract to expire on February 8, 1999, and signed with the WWF one day later and debuted at the St. Valentine's Day Massacre as Vince's enforcer in the corporation. He would be a mainstay in the main event scene for years to come. But do you know what pay-per-view he won his first WWF championship at? And you have 45 seconds.
This one, do not know. Just going to throw out a random one and say No Mercy.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect. I thought you might remember this one because the correct answer is Survivor Series 1999. Now that I say that, do you remember why you should remember this being when he won it?
No.
It is because he replaced a then-hospitalized Steve Austin.
Yep. Now I remember, yeah. I forgot that he was the one who replaced him. That's why I didn't remember it.
Yep, in the triple threat match with The Rock and Triple H. And as you know, in wrestling, if you are a last-minute replacement, you generally win the match. It's a weird thing in wrestling. But yep, Survivor Series 1999 is when The Big Show won his first championship, or WWF championship. So that was incorrect. Good try, though. Good try. Let's move on to question number 13. Lucky number 13. The other biggest star of the Attitude Era, whom we haven't talked about yet, is obviously The Rock. Debuting as Rocky Maeva way back in 1996, he would reinvent himself many times during the era, being booed and cheered by the people. But do you know how many Pro Wrestling Insider Wrestler of the Year honors did he win? And you have 45 seconds.
I'm going to go with 0.
Is that your final answer?
I feel like this is a trick question. We'll go 0. That's my final answer.
Wah. Close. It was a semi-trick question because the answer is actually one. He only ever won one PWI Wrestler of the Year. And it's crazy. Guys like Randy Orton, John Cena, so many other, CM Punk, like other contemporaries have won it so many times. And The Rock, who is arguably one of the biggest stars ever, only ever won it one time. Stone Cold himself won it three times. Fun fact, The Rock only also got second, third, or fourth runner-up one time as well. Like, the PWI did not really dig The Rock, if you will.
Didn't smell what he
was... They could not smell what he was cooking. Good one. I like that. If I could give you points for jokes, I would, but I can't. It's just rules.
It doesn't matter what your rules are. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Let's move on to question number 14. All right, question 14. The Intercontinental Championship, often referred to as the working man's title, was also used as a major stepping stone to winning the heavyweight championship. But do you know how many times the title changed hands during the Attitude Era? And if you get it within five, I'll give you the points. And I will tell you that the window is from Survivor Series 1997 to May 6th of 2002, because that is what technically the WWE considers the Attitude Era. 45 seconds on the clock.
I'm going to go with 45.
Wow. Just you're not going to think it out? Just going right away? Final answer? Mm-hmm. Only because I gave you the within five rule, because the actual answer was 40 times.
Wow.
I know, right?
Close.
It was. I'm quite impressed. I did not think you would get that. Not for anything, but do you know who the final WWF Intercontinental Champion was?
Would this be...
Because then they rebranded it to the WWE on May 6th.
Was this after they took it away and brought it back?
Yes, it would be when, sort of. This would be right when it became Raw exclusive.
Okay, because remember Eric Bischoff did away with it and Stone Cold brought it back.
Yep.
So the question was the final?
Yep, who was the final one?
This doesn't count for anything?
No,
just for me. Is it Rob Van Dam?
Close. He was actually the first WWE... but it was actually Eddie Guerrero, weirdly enough. All right, but on that note, are you ready to go to our final question of round number three?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Question 15. One of the biggest moments in the entire Attitude Era happened early on, with Mike Tyson being brought in to do a program with HBK and Stone Cold Steve Austin, and as the guest enforcer in the WWF Championship match between the aforementioned superstars, which officially crowned Austin as the face of the company and champion. But do you know how much Mike Tyson was paid for his role? And you have 45 seconds.
I don't know exact numbers. I know that it was a lot, because he just got suspended by the World Boxing Commission, and the WWF was trying to capitalize on that. I'm just going to go with $1 million, just rounding it off.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Wah, wah. You are correct. It was when he was suspended from boxing. It was actually $4 million that he was paid.
Yeah. That's why he had that paparazzi with him when the Stone Cold pushed him and all that money went flying. Where they picked up all that money Vince McMahon gave him.
I mean, and he did, you gotta give it to him though, he did offer mass mainstream appeal and exposure being there for WrestleMania. I mean, many a casual would just order to see Mike Tyson since he was suspended from boxing.
I know this isn't view from the top rope, but I want a sidebar.
All right. Oh, I can't hit the bell, so I guess sidebar.
How much do you think AEW was going to pay him for his match with Chris Jericho?
Holy shit. Yeah, I don't even know. Probably at least $12 million, like three times that.
I don't know if it would go that high. It might have even been less. I don't know, because I don't think Mike Tyson was at the top of his game when that happened.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That'd be interesting to look up or find out. But that just something that came across my mind.
All right. That's an interesting thought. I had not thought about that at all. All right. But with that, give me one moment here to tabulate your scores so far before we go into the final question, the Super Smarty Pants question, which I will explain in a moment. All right. Well, you're at 24 points right now. With that, are you ready to move into the Super Smarty Pants question?
More ready than I'll ever be, I guess.
This question is worth 50 points, and I may award, it's worth a maximum 50 points. If you get everything right, you will get the full 50. I may award some points if you get parts of it correct. As I said, I'm the quiz master, and this is a multi-answer question. So if you are prepared for this, Diesel, I will ask you your final question of the day.
Do it.
Is the turning point in the Monday Night Wars is often cited as being the night Mankind defeated The Rock for the WWF Championship. This was helped even more by the fact that Tony Schiavone literally told the fans this was going to happen live on Nitro, as Raw was taped in those days. But what I need to know is, what was occurring on Nitro when Mankind won the belt? And I will give you a full minute to try and work this out. As I said, there are multiple parts to this, but when I start talking, the timer will start.
Wait. I want to ask a question before the timer starts.
Okay.
This has to do with everything that was happening on Nitro?
What I need is, I need the match, the competitors, and the aftermath.
For the main event, basically.
Yes.
Same time as the WWF Championship match. Okay.
All right. Are you ready then? All right. I will start the timer now.
The match was the finger poke of doom. And it was Hulk Hogan versus Kevin Nash. And Kevin Nash just got poked, laid down for Hulk Hogan, and I guess I don't really know the aftermath. I just know that Hulk Hogan was the champion. I guess aftermath would be the NWO, like, reformed with the original three, but all the other ones too. But Kevin Nash, Hulk Hogan, and Scott Hall were back on the same page. Anything else you need from me?
There's still actually more to the aftermath. And you still have, at this moment, 15 seconds left, so you want to keep on working through this and try and get the full points.
That's all I know.
Your final answer then?
This is kind of a cheap question because this isn't WWF, but okay.
Time. That's why it's called the Super Smarty Pants question, because it is a giant moment in history of what was happening with also the Attitude Era. So it counts. All right, but let me decree my final, or my, whatever, I don't even know what the hell to call this. I'll critique your answer here. You were correct. It was the WCW Championship match between Kevin Nash and Hulk Hogan. It was the finger poke of doom that occurred. It was the NWO reunites. But the parts that you missed in this aftermath is after that, Goldberg came out and speared everyone, including Scott Steiner, who was also in the NWO at that time. And then after that, Lex Luger came out and then betrayed Goldberg and joined the now reformed NWO and spray-painted NWO for life on his back while tasering him multiple times. And the fans tossed garbage into the ring and chanted for, "We want Sting, we want Sting." And Sting did not come. But as a whole, that was a very good answer. I'm very impressed that you remembered it was the finger poke of doom. So I am going to give you, I'm going to say 30 points for that. I think that's fair. Do you have any gripes with getting 30 points for it?
No, because it puts me in the 50-point echelon, so I guess I'm good with that.
All right, so with getting that 30 points right there, that will be 24 points from the first three rounds, plus 30, which puts you at 54 points, which means that you are a super smarty pants. Woo. How do you feel?
I don't feel like I deserve that honor, but I was going to guess something with Goldberg at the end, like spearing everybody, but I wouldn't have got the rest because I didn't watch WCW. I watched WWF, and I did watch when Mankind won the title, and I did not know what was going to happen because I didn't have it spoiled because I didn't watch WCW. So, but still, I just want to comment that it was really dumb of them to do that. Finger and poke of doom after saying, oh yeah, the title's going to change hands on another show. But yeah, I don't feel as super smarty pants, but I will take it.
Hey, you know, sometimes it's all about, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. But with that, why don't you give our fans some social media stuff so they know where to follow you and where they can listen to you if they want to hear some of your work.
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at diesel_VFTR. Of course, I'm on the podcast View from the Top Rope with the host of So You're So Smart or whatever it's called. I think I got it right. Maybe not. But you can follow the Twitter for View from the Top Rope at View from Top Rope. And you're listening to this podcast on Visionaries Global Media, which is where View from the Top Rope is. So give them a follow on Twitter as well at Viz Global Media and send your podcast in to visionariesglobalmedia@gmail.com and you maybe could have your own game show podcast on here. Just can't be the same parameters. Otherwise, I'm going to probably have to say you got to change some things up.
With that, we thank Diesel so much for being our first guest on So You're So Smart.
I like and to we think that I'm the guinea pig.
The guinea pig of this pilot episode. Thank you so much. Glad to see that you are in, you know, pretty smart about your favorite or your topic, the WWF Attitude Era. But with that, I have been your trivia master, Chad. You can follow me on Twitter at Chad's_mind. And if you'd like to join and play So You're So Smart, hit me up, slide into those DMs, tell me what your topic is, and we will get something on the books for you. Because all I really need to know is if you really are as smart as you think you are. But until next time, keep on thinking and brush up on those facts. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.